$50,000 worth of active transportation planning, site assessments and data collection is coming for Quadra Island and the mainland inlets. The Strathcona Regional District's Electoral Area C received the money as part of the Provincial Active Transportation Infrastructure Grants Program's Network Planning Grant. The regional district plans to use the money to do site assessments, data collection and a plan for the implementation of the project. It's exciting that Area C has received grant funding to create an active transportation network plan. Having a plan is the first step to enhancing active transportation routes and supporting residents who walk and ride, said Electoral Area C Director, Robin Mawini. The plan will identify community active transportation needs, along with priorities for implementation. Community consultation is included in the planning process. I'm looking forward to completion of this plan and starting the work of improving active transportation routes. In all, $24 million was provided by the province to 80 active transportation projects across BC. The plans will help improve connections to work, school and rec centers, and will build infrastructure that supports active transportation. The Active Transportation Infrastructure Grants Program funds Indigenous, local and regional governments with cost-sharing investments of as much as $500,000 for infrastructure projects, and as much as $50,000 to develop active transportation network plans. Related. Gold River proceeding on active transportation plan. Review Campbell River's Draft Master Transportation Plan at April 30th Open House.